Well, we welcome the announcement by Minister Carr today of $42 million to go to Bionic Vision Australia for the development of a bionic eye. We'll be developing a retinal implant with this money, and this is a consortium that consists of a number of universities and research partners throughout Australia. This is mainly for those people who are completely blind. The two target groups that we're particularly thinking of are people with retinitis pigmentosa and age-related macular degeneration. And these are degenerative diseases of the retina, but where the optic nerve itself still continues to function, so that when we electrically stimulate it with the implant, it's still capable of sending those nerve signals to the brain. The implant works by capturing, first of all, the visual image with an externally mounted camera. This then sends that image, after some processing, some signal processing, through to the electrode array, which is situated at the back of the eye. This sends out electrical impulses that are picked up by the nerves, and these are then sent in the way that they would for a normal visual image back to the brain and interpreted there as visual images. We've been working on this for a number of years. Some of our partners in the consortium have been working on it for more than a decade, so we do have considerable experience. But this funding really enables us to ramp up the efforts now and places us in a position to be internationally competitive. We are currently carrying out safety and efficacy tests on our implant, and we envisage having the first patient trials at the beginning of 2013. But of course, there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.